When someone needs an ambulance in rural America, more than half the time the crew that responds is made up of volunteers. In Montana, a state analysis found that most volunteer emergency medical services have trouble responding to 911 calls all or some of the time because they're short-staffed. So experts say it's time to find ways to start paying. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Brock Slabaugh with the National Rural Health Association says 70% of America's rural emergency medical service agencies struggle to find enough staff.
More and more volunteer services are finding this to be untenable. Then you couple that with the reimbursement issues.
Reimbursement issues like Medicare and Medicaid payments not always covering ambulance service costs. Private insurance pays significantly more, but there aren't always a lot of patients who have it.
So it's not possible in many cases without significant subsidy to operate an emergency service in a large area with small populations.
Slabaugh says only 11 states have declared EMS an essential service, meaning it can receive taxpayer dollars like police or fire departments do. That allows them to pay some or all of their staff. It's clear to Vern Grine that his local ambulance service is essential. He runs a fertilizer business on the edge of Dutton, a central Montana town with about 300 residents.
How's it going?
Better than the day I fell out of the tractor bucket, I can tell you that.
He fell about 12 feet when he was cutting branches behind his house a couple of years ago.
The fall wasn't bad, it was the landing that sucked.
Only one volunteer EMT could respond to the 911 call. She happened to be his daughter-in-law, but was unable to load him onto a stretcher by herself. It took about 45 minutes for a neighboring ambulance crew to respond. Colleen Campbell is one of four volunteers that keeps the Dutton service going.
Three of us are in our 50s. One of us is in our 30s. We have no one younger really coming up too much.
Campbell says it's always been hard to find volunteers, but as young people increasingly work out of town, it's even harder now.
I think all of us have responded by ourselves at one point in time. Sure, it happens.
Montana's state health department floated the idea of declaring services like hers essential so they could get tax money to pay crews, but lawmakers declined to study the idea. Some small towns like the trout fishing mecca of Ennis, Montana, are merging volunteer ambulance crews with taxpayer-funded fire departments or local hospitals. Nick Efta, the EMS manager in Ennis, says the hospital now pays him and his staff so they can respond in seconds, like when they had 9 calls in 24 hours this spring.
Given that day and how the calls played out, I think under a volunteer model, it would be difficult to make all those calls.
But not every small town hospital can take on ambulance services. For instance, if there's another hospital within 35 miles, Medicare doesn't pay as much for ambulance services as more isolated facilities. A federal pilot program is testing out the benefit of eliminating that rule. Back at the ambulance barn in Dutton, Colleen Campbell says it's a personal struggle for her to stay on as a volunteer EMT.
I was thinking of not recertifying the last 2 times. I recertified in March of 2020, so my license is good until March of 2022, and we'll just see. Then again, there's only 4 of us.
If she leaves, Campbell says there may not be anyone to replace her, and that's one less person to save the lives of her family, friends, and neighbors. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting from Dutton, Montana.